This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I mentioned yesterday at the end of the program that the Congressional Budget Office is out with its budget and economic outlook for the next decade. $1 trillion deficit starting in 2020. That's $1 trillion added to the national debt every year. And by the end of the CBO's projection, which is 2028, that debt is going to be almost equal to the size of the entire economy. More, really, if the Trump tax cuts that are supposed to expire are made permanent. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that is going to mean.
These deficits and the debt they create have been building over time. But according to the CBO, recent legislation really added to the red ink.
CBO estimates that legislation passed over the last year added something like $2.7 trillion to the 10-year cumulative deficit. And about two-thirds of that was the new tax law.
Benjamin Page is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He says in the short term, this will have positive effects. People have more money from the tax cuts. A boost in government spending stimulates the economy.
What you worry about is that, well, things are going okay until they don't. So, yes, as long as we can keep rolling over that debt, the economic consequences aren't huge.
But they add up over time, says Josh Sewell at Taxpayers for Common Sense.
And that's without even accounting for, say, additional emergency spending and without really addressing any of the issues with the demographic wave that's about to crash into Social Security and Medicare.
That wave being aging baby boomers. The CBO points out the funding vehicles for those programs will soon have more going out than coming in. Patricia Tong is an economist at the Rand Corporation.
There could be sort of a reckoning that happens in terms of how do we rein in this deficit? Do we have to increase taxes in the future or do we reduce spending? One of those things has to give at some point.
A point policymakers are hoping doesn't come anytime soon. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.